Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Athletico Parsnips. I hope you are all unflustered, relaxed and at peace with any errors from your past. I awoke this morning to a grating sound coming from my boiler in the basement. On investigating, it was clear that the cold water pump was malfunctioning and that an emergency plumber was required. I chose a company called All Systems Go with the catchy slogan, "We're number one in the number two business." They promised me that their operative, Flush Gordon, would be there within the hour. Sure enough, about 40 minutes later, a grey van pulled up outside my door and Flush Gordon accompanied me to the basement. I was dumbstruck by the smell of cack coming from his overalls and his lack of anything that could be described as a neck. He kicked the boiler with the toe of his cowboy boot, then declared, "Your boiler's totally fucked, mate. The whole system needs replacing, and I reckon you need a new roof and all. I could do it for 10 grand cash. Just keep booting it. If it packs up, that'll be 500 quid. It was, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson. "Oh, Mr. Plumber, smells worse in summer. He charges by the minute. He's a waddling halfwit. Ah, oh, Mr. Heating, your boiler will take a beating. His tools came out of a cracker, face like a pensioner's knacker." Yes, that's Mr. Andrew Dawson. All right, Andy.
That is me down to a T. Thank you very Isn't much indeed. Though? Yeah, feel very honoured by that.
Oh, I owe you an apology, Andrew. Can what? I just say, first off, I did a podcast called Off the Menu with James Acaster. And at some point they asked me, "Do you know anyone called Andrew?" I couldn't freaking think of anyone. Yet, of course, the truth is, one of the only human beings I ever speak to these days is you, and you're an Andrew. So well, I apologise to that.
Apology accepted. I haven't listened to the podcast in question, because it goes on for over an hour, so why would I? But a few people did point out that. I wasn't too offended. I assumed you had your reasons. I don't want to know what they are, but let's just put it behind us and carry on. I was at a funeral the other day, which obviously is a sad thing, but it was also quite a joyous occasion as well afterwards. Lots of laughs and all that kind of thing. The fella who we were celebrating and mourning was a fan of the podcast, so we'd appreciate being mentioned.
Oh, that's nice.
And I want you to try and guess the buffet, if you can. See how many items consecutively you can guess from a Sunderland funeral buffet, Bob.
Can I just ask, was it a social club or pub or hotel?
It was in a social club in Millfield. I don't know if you know that area of Sunderland.
Okay. Sausage roll.
Yes.
Crisps.
Yes.
Little bit more risky, but I think there might be pork pie as well.
In segments, yes.
A tiny plate of salad.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, tiny. Right at the end.
Oh, my. I'm wondering if there... Was there eggs? Was there hard-boiled eggs?
No, I'm afraid that your run of consecutive guesses has come to an end. There was triangular sandwiches, chicken, tuna. There was spring rolls. You would never have got spring rolls, would you?
That's very exotic, isn't it?
And other things that I can't quite remember. But there you go. You had a good go, and you got quite a few right, so well done.
I enjoyed it, actually. I enjoyed it very much. I shall try and do something similar for you at my next buffet attendance.
Okay.
I've got some questions from the wife, Andy, if
oh,
you don't
that's
mind.
Good. Thank you, yes.
Hi, Andy, she says. Mm. Is it true that in your bungalow, you are never more than 1 metre away from a soiled underpant or a bottle of blue drink?
1 metre, did she say?
1 metre, yeah.
1 metre. I've got to say, yeah, to be fair, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty obvious. A metre's quite far, isn't it? Yeah, it's a small bungalow, yeah. You can have that one.
Andrew, says the wife, when you do your weekly rodding of your toilet, do you alert just your neighbours or do you also get the army involved?
Just the neighbours.
Just the neighbours.
Yeah.
Thank you for indulging me in that, Andrew.
Is that the end of the questions? I've got a couple of names for you, if you'd like to choose
one.
Go
on, then.
You can be, obviously, you can be Honky Tonk, if you want. You can be Stretch Heartbeat, who is a man who can stretch out his heartbeats to 6 per minute through self-hypnosis. That could be useful for you with your heart condition. I haven't got time to ask how your health is, but I'll continue. Or you can be Richard Shitlist. And anyone who wrongs him, he says, I'll put him on my shit list. he has no shit list, and he himself is a massive shit. So you can be Richard Shitlist.
Is he Dickie Shitlist?
Dickie
for me,
Shitlist,
thank you.
You can call him that if you want, yeah.
Thank you very much. And you will be going on my shit list.
Would you like to call me a massive shit at this juncture? You haven't done that for a while.
Oh, Andrew, yes, you are such a massive shit. Really.
Thank you very much. Thank
I
you
cannot
much,
tell
Bob.
You. And now I've had a go at something, Andrew.
Right.
Which is touch and go. We'll see how it goes down.
Do you want to do it early or do you want to leave it till the end?
I think we should do it early. Go
get
in there
the
like
way.
We actually believe in it, yeah?
I think that's a good idea because this is the Parsnips episode. It's for A, it's for the hardcore listeners, and B, there aren't many of them anyway, so
yeah.
It can just
and there
be
might
kind
be
of
a bit more forgiving. So
yeah, okay.
So the lovely lads at Infinity Rocket Plastics got me a tapped phone call between Mason Mount and Jack Grealish, which is quite a scoop. I think you'll agree. Mm-hmm. In fact, actually, I should give Moose a ring, thank him, to be honest with you. I'll just do that.
Hello, Infinity Rocket Plastics, your one-stop surveillance shop. How may I diddle with you?
Oh, hi, Moose. It's me, Bob. I just wanted to thank you for the Grealish phone call, Wav.
No problems, Sinificato. It was a simple reverse turtle hack into their mainframe, all hidden under the cloak of a digital headscarf known as a clammy fig.
All right. So, you're busy at the moment, Moose?
Reasonably. I'm busy taking down the mainframe at Specsavers.
Oh, yeah, why are you doing that?
No particular reason. Look, I've got to go, Sir Bobworth of the Forest. I've got a macaroni cheese in the microwave, and it's just pingeth. Go boldly, my liege.
OK, see you, Moose. Thanks again. Well, there you go. Right, oh, look, I'll just play the phone call, all right?
All right, yeah.
All right, so I think Jack's the one who first speaks. All right, Mace. Jack here. What you up to, baby? Have you got this? Do you want to do Mason?
I haven't got it, no. You didn't send that part, so you're on your own.
All right, Jack, innit? I'm just playing a bit of Red Dead Redemption on my PS5. Oh, I love that game. It's busting. What horse are you riding, baby? The brown and white one's very pretty, but frisky. Very pretty, though. I'm on a white horse, innit? White horse. It's very powerful and rapid, but, you know, it's nice and docile, innit? Ah, that's a great choice of horse, babby. Listen, I was just wondering what you were doing on your day off tomorrow. Oh, I ain't made no plans yet, really, innit? You fancy doing something together? He's gone Geordie, hasn't he, Mason?
Yeah, that's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be great, baby. Do you fancy going into the town centre? We could hang around Mackie D's or fanny about on the lifts in the multi-storey. Sounds epic, innit? So how are you finding it at Man City?
Is he South African now?
He's what?
Is he a bit South African now?
It's different, you know, but kind of the same. Do you know what I mean, baby? Do you mean like... Oh, it's Geordie again. Do you mean like... Oh, I should have sent you this to do it, Andy.
Well...
Do you mean... He's like Cockney, isn't he?
I don't know.
Do you mean like... Oh, God, you'll have to be Geordie. Do you mean like... Oh, come up, fish fingers are the same as bird's eye, but not the same as well. Yes, that's right, baby. They're very subtle taste variations between the two brands, but it's kind of the same thing. Have you made any friends at City, innit? Do you know Phil Foden? Yeah, the one with the Herbert haircut, innit? Yeah, well, I asked him if he wanted to go and get some tattoos the other day, but he said he was too busy helping Kevin De Bruyne paint his front door. Too bad, innit? Did you get a tattoo? Yeah. What did you get done? A speed hump and a partridge. Sounds mega. So no new friends then. To be honest, baby, they're a bit of a bunch of piss takers. Always having a go at me hairstyle. They call me things like the magic mushroom, pork chop, which I don't understand because if it looks like any cut of meat, it's definitely a rack of lamb. Jackie Collins... And Maid Marian, which is daft because, you know, I never go into forests because of the numerous trip hazards. Life can be cruel, innit, bro? Listen, you want to join my WhatsApp group? Yeah, busting. Do I ever, Babs? Who's in it? Me, Ovs, me mam, innit? Callum from the go-kart place and me girlfriend, Hayley. Well, she's not my girlfriend. Yeah, send us an invite. Hey, do the England lads have a nickname for me? Not really. Go on, tell me, I'm your best friend. Michael Douglas. Why's that? I don't get it. You know, because you keep falling down, like the movie. All right, yeah, that's fair enough. Hey, I'll see you in the morning then, baby. Yeah, no worries, innit?
That was it. I mean, I don't know, it might have worked. I don't know. I'm probably too close to it, do you know what I mean? I'm glad that I wasn't involved, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm grateful for that, yeah. But
I picked a bad one there with Mason Mount. I've no idea.
I just think maybe the Parsnippers can just leave a comment underneath the episode on the Patreon page and just say yes or no, according to whether they thought it worked or not. Would you like to play East or West?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. Welcome along to East or West. I'm joined by Bob Mortimer today. Bob. East or West? Ooh, have a think. Take your time. East or West?
I am not certain. East.
Can I ask you what your thinking was behind that decision?
I didn't think it was West.
You just... Almost a gut reaction, if you like.
Almost a gut reaction, yeah. Just from my experience over the years, you know.
Would you like the opportunity to change your answer?
No, don't do that to me. East.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Bob, I'm sorry, it was West. West. It was the dress code at the East India Club in St James's Square, London, against a West Highland Terrier.
Right. Okay,
I thought you might have saw that coming. I thought it was obvious, but there we go. Again,
there we go.
You've lost, but thanks for joining in so much.
No, thanks for having
East
us.
East versus West, Bob. Shall we have a look at some Unidents that have been sent in by the Parsnippers, Bob?
Aye.
We can assess them and award Unident status, if appropriate.
Okay.
I've got one here from Tim, who says, possible Unident, recently witnessed a seagull get hit by a double-decker bus. Oh, that's a shame. Taking pity, me and Marley, my dog, walked over to move the poor bird out of the road and into a gutter-like resting place. To my surprise, it got up and looked around, then flew off. Is that a unident?
Well, for me, Andy, Recently witnessed a seagull get hit by a double-decker bus. That's fine. That's enough for me.
What, for this a unit, then, you think?
For me, yeah. Is it something you're familiar with? Seagulls hitting double-decker buses?
I've never seen it happen. I mean, seagulls do get hit by vehicles quite often, I think. But you see them lying dead in the road, but I wouldn't give that a unit dent.
No?
No, not at all. The fact that it got up and flew away.
couldn't give a fuck.
Couldn't give a fuck, Bob.
Oh, no. Well, if it's not unanimous, then it's not given.
Sorry, Tim. Here's another one from Kit, who says, I run a cake business and always split my supermarket shopping into anything I can claim is cake-related, brackets, milk, oil, and anything that isn't, brackets, tuna, mouthwash. Then pay for the two lots of shopping separately. I see what's happening here. There's a business purchase and a personal purchase happening.
Gotcha.
Side by side.
Yeah.
She says, I've done this several times a week for the last 10 years, for the first time ever. Both lots of completely different items came to the same total of £7.20. Is this a unident? The young lad at the checkout didn't seem that interested.
Well, the young lad at the checkout's definitely wrong, because it's certainly interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating, even. I'd certainly grant it status of fascident, fascinating incident.
Fascinating
but
incident.
What are you thinking, yeah. Andy?
I mean, I'm going to give it as a unident. I mean, the fact that she's doing two sets of shopping at the same time in itself is unusual. So that bolsters its qualifications as a unident. And then for them both to come to £7.20, but yeah.
I think it's probably very common in the business world, Andy, to do two shops.
I don't exist in the business world, Bob. I don't know about these things. I can only talk about what I know.
Well, your ignorance is no reason to hand out unidents left, right and centre.
All right, well, we'll just not give it then.
Okay. Anything else?
There's one more. I don't know if I'm going to bother. Well, I will. It's from Connor Matthews. I recently went to Stamford for the day for the first time and visited the Stamford cheese shop. That's where you were, isn't it? On
That's
the telly.
Where I was, yeah.
In the shop, I heard someone discussing Paul and Bob's trip there on the fishing show. That's not really relevant. Turned round and it was my neighbour. Oh, well, it is relevant. He'd never been to Stamford before either, and it's an hour's drive for both of us. I looked in his basket and he'd bought four of the same five cheeses as me. Is this a unident?
Well, I think it's got to be, hasn't it?
I think it is. I
mean, travelling an hour and then finding yourself in the trapped with a neighbour.
Yeah, and he's never been there before, and then you're buying the same cheeses. I mean, if it even was been two of the same five cheeses, I would have given it.
Yeah.
That's rock-solid unident for me, that one.
It's given then? Oh, well, that's nice. One's got through.
Granted. Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of the Dumb Pod. With me, Dominic Littlewood, my special guest today on the podcast yet again, is Mr. Bob Romer. Hello, Bob Romer.
All right, Dom.
I believe you've got a book out. Do you want to plug that before we start?
No, I'm not that bothered, really.
No? All right, good. Move on, then. I've been watching your TV show. Do you want to plug that as well before we move on? Yeah, the fishing one.
It's on Sundays, Dom. Thanks for mentioning it.
Anyway, I've been watching that. I've got one question about that. Have you ever caught a duck by mistake, and then I destroyed a film?
No, we never caught a duck. I never caught anything but just fish, yeah.
All right. Could I come on the show one time?
No, thank you. The dump is okay.
I'll be no bother. I'll just go on the riverbank across the other side and just walk along.
No, it's all right.
You won't even know I'm there.
No, no thanks, Dom.
I'll drive myself there. No expenses required. Just 10 seconds on screen, that's all I want.
Yeah, we've finished filming them now, Dom, so...
Maybe I could sit in a tree, somewhere like that.
No, it's all, honestly, it's okay.
All right, moving on. I've got to do a little advert at this point. I'll hold a moment. This podcast is brought to you in association with Cash in Hand. The best payment method there is. Cash in Hand. Here we go. What else are we going to talk about? Bob, have you got a favourite month of the year?
I like the month that we're in now, September.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, you get a bit of surprise sunshine, you know, and it's not too hot, not too cold. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's your favourite, is it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. I ain't got one. I'm on the fence when it comes to favourite months. I'm not bothered.
Okay. Okay.
I like them all equally. Have you ever owned a silk scarf, Bob?
Ooh, I've had some silk socks once, I remember, but no, I've never had a silk scarf.
Me neither. I was just thinking of getting one. I sort of wondered if you could recommend them.
I can't, but give it a go, though. Don't hold back.
I might see if I can get one where I can take it back if I don't like it. That's about all we got time for this week.
Thanks.
On the Dog Pod. It's been enjoyable. Thanks very much for joining me, Bob.
Thanks for having us, Dom.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie Nights. Geordie Streets full of crime. Geordie Heat.
Interior Geordie Heat Incident Room. D.I. Bruce is talking to P.C. Welch at her desk. I hope you haven't forgotten about our little private training session this morning. Denise.
Of course not, Inspector. I can't wait. I've got a sausage roll and a flask of Bovril all nice and warm in me hot bag.
Ah, it sounds smashing, Denise. I've bought a couple of almond magnums for afters. I can't wait. See you later. The phone rings and is answered by PC Denise Welsh.
Hello, you're through to Geordie Heat, fighting crime on the Tyne. How can I help, wa?
Somebody or something has done graffiti on me barn where I keep me alpacas.
OK, slow down, pet. First of all, tell me your name and your address.
What does that even matter for? I didn't do the graffiti. More likely it was that arsehole Banksy. If it was, then you'll never catch him, because he's strictly anonymous, you know, like Batman.
Listen, I need your name and address so we can complete a crime sheet.
But, Nora, it's Mr. Sting from the massive house with the massive drive and the massive garages.
Oh, hello, Mr. String. So, when did this happen?
Well, it wasn't there last night when I fed the alpacas.
All right. Oh, yeah. What do you actually feed them?
Coconut. Mangoes, berry berry couscous and Trudy's special mix.
Oh yeah, what's in the special mix?
Corn cobs, back bacon and Whiffington beans. Anyway, what's that got to do with catching the graffiti bastard? Useless, you lot.
Okay, less of the attitude, please, Mr. Sting.
Oh, sorry about that.
Now, can you describe the graffiti to me?
Oh, it's like something a child would do if the child was insane, like, because its mind was infected by the spirit of Bongo, a fucking clown.
It does sound a bit like that Banksy bloke, doesn't it?
You need to send a squad car round pronto to take fingerprints and samples to send to a lab, and I insist that I come along to the lab. I love laboratories, me, especially when they're in the countryside.
All right, so can you tell me...
Hold on. Trudy's just coming. What pin? What one on barn door? That's one of yours. Well, yeah, I do like it. It's very thought-provoking. So, Geordie, woman there, it's okay. It's one of Trudy's art projects. You don't need to send no officers. And can I just add, I'm very disappointed with the service I have received. No, I won't be responding to any feedback surveys. Goodbye.
The phone hangs up, and just then PC Carol Beardsley walks into the squad room and goes over to Denise. She puts her arm around her and exhales long and slow into her face. Carol Beardsley speaks.
Have a lungful of that, you tarty fucking princess. That's an 18-egg scrambler that I've just chucked down my neck, and now I'm on my way for a frisking refresher session with D.I. Brooks in the interview room. He's going to be getting very fucking up close and personal with you. All right, I see. And if you've got a problem with that, I'll see you in the car park at the end of your shift. Pal, drive you into the fucking tarmac and force feed you a rancid pork omelette that I've been fermenting in me fucking locker for the past 6 weeks.
Problem? I know. I don't know what you mean, PC Beardsley. Just then, DI Steve Bruce enters the incident room. Are you ready for our training session, Denise? Carol.
Yes, D.I. Bruce, I most certainly am. I was just explaining to D.S. Welsh about the need for ongoing personal development within the squad, like.
No, Carol, the training session's with Denise.
Oh, sadly, Denise has come over with a headache, haven't you, pet?
Oh, aye, that's right, yeah. It's a right eggy thunder bastard.
So, I've stepped in, if that's all right, fucking by you, boss.
She heads off with D.I. Bruce. Have you got any sausage rolls, Carol?
Better than that. I've got a 12-pack of scotch eggs and a flask of hot eggnog.
Oh, great. I canny wait.
Another compelling episode.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it compelling?
Speaking of pain and headaches and all that, we had a correspondence from Parsnip with Tony Boydell, who asked if Mark Lawrence could provide his top 10 methods of pain relief.
Oh, yeah.
So I passed that on to Mark Lawrence, and then he got back to me with the following WAV.
I'm Mark Lawrence, Saturdays about top 10 pain relief methods. Number 10, heroin. Not a fan, personally. Number 9, meditation. Again, it's not for me. Number 8, there is no number 8. Number 7, alternating cold and heat compress. Number 6, just walk it off. Number 5, yoga. Barbara and I regularly don our leotards to help ease some of the strains of ageing. Number 4, paracetamol. Number 3, massage. Number 2, just pretend it's not happening. Number 1, method of pain relief for myself is a minimum of 1 bottle of scotch whiskey. Thank you very much. I hope that was helpful.
It's very nice of Mark to do that, wasn't
it? Mark Lawrence, yeah, very, very mixed list there.
So, Andy, I was up near the Ali Pali the other day getting some oil for my ray gun, you know, for its trigger and that. So popped into Slaughter's, grabbed a seat in a booth near the door. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, as always, Adrian Lewis turned up and was greeted by the waiter. Yeah, I'll tell you what happened.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I correct in understanding that it is sir's birthday today?
Oh, yes, yes, you very much are, yes.
Very good, sir. We have prepared our outstanding birthday service for you today. Would sir like to be adorned with the ceremonial crown?
Oh, yes, please, yes, yes. Stick that on me right away, you celebratory hero.
And the waiter gets some tongs and produces like a crown made from rib, you know, rib bones and out of a big pot of bubbling sort of grease.
It might be a tad hot around your skull, but you'll find that some molten grease will soon trickle down into your eyes and possibly even your mouth.
Oh, oh, ow, oh, you fucker. That hurts so good.
Let us guide you on an odyssey of delight in this most special of days.
Look, look, cut out the fancy talk and just tell me what I'll be having.
So, fucking sorry about that.
Continue.
For your starter, sir, we will charm and delight you with a selection of vampire bat fetlocks.
Are they cooked at all?
Of course not, sir. They are very much raw.
Oh, I can almost feel them getting lodged in me gold teeth as we speak.
For your birthday, man, Ron Craggs presents his personal gift to you, his special five rodent bonanza to be enjoyed blindfolded while strapped into a massive bobby's high chair.
Oh, tell me, what's special about it?
He keeps it in the fridge before he cooks it.
Fuck off.
Oh, you fuck off. And for dessert, sir, you'll be getting two scoops of ice cream made from ape milk and drenched in a secret sauce.
Ooh, fucking love secrets, me. Tell me more, you randy twat.
Some people say the sauce tastes a bit like fairy liquid, but that's because it fucking is.
Hang on. Fairy liquid isn't meat-based.
Well, Ron Craggs describes it as a necessary palate cleanser, sir.
Just then, Ron Craggs himself staggers out from the kitchen.
Is this the one?
Yes, Ron.
And sings happy birthday to Adrian. Would you like to hear how it went?
I think I would, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is Ron.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dirty bastard. Happy birthday to you.
And you know what, Annie? I felt a bit sick after that and I got out of there.
I reckon that's about everything we've got for this one.
Yeah, that's
been... Are you happy with what we've achieved, Bob?
We'll let it settle for a while. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Oh, just before we go, do you reckon PG and Duncan are still getting ready to rumble?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Like, it was about 27 years ago. I mean, they're just characters played by Ant and Dec. They've moved on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's something to think about, I suppose, isn't it?
Something to think about. And I will think about that. So thank you, Parsnippers. Thank you for your support and see you next time.
Thanks, Parsnippers. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.